And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm a pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, 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 you're going to like this program if you've been yearning for the truth, or you love the truth, or part of you loves the truth. Deep down, you love the truth. You're going to love this program. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to have a very, very special end-of-the-year program, and I'm going to talk about some very important issues. You see, we humans are creatures of love. That's right. You've heard, I'm sure, you've heard it said that God is love. Well, He is love. Everything that He does has love in it. He puts love in everything that He does. And when He made us with love, and we are creatures of love. We were made to be in His image and likeness. But if you look around at the average person does not look very much in the image of our Creator. And yet, the average person is in the image of our Creator. But like I said, we're creatures of love. If you look at little tiny children, little children are just full of love. They're full of love. But as we get older, what happens to us? See, their love, of course, the little child's love is an innocent love. It's a sweet love, but it's a child's love, which is perfectly fine. But as we get older, we're supposed to have an adult kind of a love. And then if we grew to have wisdom, if we grew more and more in the likeness of our Creator, then we would have, we would have agape love, emotionless love, very special love, something like God's love. In fact, God's love would come through us. See, we're conduits. We humans are also conduits. We're either conduits for good or conduits for evil. See, there are two principalities that vie for your soul. There's good and there's evil, and evil is very, very subtle and very clever. Very subtle and very clever. See? And so, what was the point I was going to make? Oh, yes, so we're creatures of love, but what happens to us? You look at the average person, they're a little bit sneaky. People are sneaky, a little bit dishonest, a little bit phony, or very phony, very dishonest. See? The average person is a little sneaky and phony and dishonest, a little bit rotten and hypocritical, and trying to put on airs, trying to save face, and trying to impress other people. Now, what is this all about? What is this all about? Well, I'm going to tell you after we're going to have a break soon, and I'll tell you all about it. But right now, I want to say again that we are supposed to be creatures of love, but you look at most people, and what are they? They're creatures of resentment, of judgment. You have creatures of resentment and creatures of judgment. I saw a lady today standing in the aisle at Starbucks, or in the line rather, and she was looking at another lady. And the look that she gave her, you could just read judgment. Judgment in the way she looked at the other person. See? So we go around judging other people, putting other people down, gossiping behind their backs, and so on and so forth. That's definitely not love. So that is proof positive, ladies and gentlemen, that something's happened. You're not as you were made to be. And the human race is not as it was made to be. And so how can we reverse this process? Well, I will tell you after this brief announcement. Please stay tuned. Visit our 24/7 self-help resource center at commonsensecounseling.org. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, if you want to talk to a pastor, you can visit my website, which is talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. Now, I was saying that we're not as we were intended to be, full of love. See? We all know that, don't we? We know that other people are supposed to be to have love, to have kindness, to be fair. What's the word I want? To be honorable and to be good. We know that. Why? Because we judge them when they're not. See, if somebody disses you, if somebody tries to cheat you just a little bit, or you catch somebody trying to take advantage of you a little bit, or you catch somebody doing something not quite right, why, you immediately judge them. You puff up in judgment. Why? Because you see that they're not. You see that that's in whatever they were doing, whatever the sneaky, rotten thing they were doing, it's inferior. It's not the way they were meant to be. See? All right. So that's proof positive right there. Now, as I was saying before the break, in fact, I began to say that something has gone wrong. And here's I'll give you one clue. And that is that there are two kingdoms vying for your soul. They want to claim your soul. One is the kingdom of hell, and the other is, well, the kingdom of heaven. And each has its representatives, and each has its tactics. Each has something going for it. Now, I was listening to J. Vernon McGee, an old-time Bible teacher. J. Vernon McGee, he had something called the Bible Bus. He has a program where he takes you through the Bible, through the whole Bible. I think it takes 5 years for him to go through the whole Bible. It's a very nice program. It's still popular, even though he's passed away. It's a very nice program. But I was listening to him this morning briefly as I was driving to have coffee and to go online. Yes, I go online. If I go to Starbucks, I go online so I can be there for someone who needs some help. In fact, one gentleman did come for some little bit of chat this morning. If you contact me, you can text chat with me. You can ask a question. I'll give you a little answer, perhaps a resource. It's very nice. It's a free service. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yes, I was listening to J. Vernon McGee. And this program was obviously made many, many, many years ago before he passed away. But he said the problem is not, and then he listed a country, but it could be any country. He said he said one of the gifts of, he was talking about the gifts of brought to us by Christ's having come. And one of the gifts was the gift of peace, the gift of peace. And he said that the problem in the world today, you see, there isn't peace. You see, everywhere you look, you see country against country and kingdom against kingdom and brother against sister and sister against brother and one tribe against another tribe, everywhere you turn. See, and what? Why is that? He said the problem is not, and then he listed some countries. I think he said Russia, because that was back in the days of the Cold War, undoubtedly, when he made his program. But the problem is not another country. He said the problem is enmity with God, the human race's enmity with God. See? Now, what is that all about? Well, here's what it's all about. Remember I said there are two kingdoms or two principalities that vie for your soul? Well, if you were always close to God and you walked with God, remember in the Bible there were some people a long ago, was it Enoch, I believe, who it says walked with God. See, there are such people. There were such and there are such, but not very many, but there are some. See, if you walk with God, if you're close to God, then see, you won't even have an interest in whatever naughty little appeals, little temptations that the other side casts in your way. And if you learn to be humble, if you stay humble, walk with God and appreciate and love God and are impressed by God and worship Him and admire Him and adore Him, then that'll keep you humble. See, and if you stay close to your conscience, so your conscience will make you feel bad if you do a little tiny something wrong, then that'll keep you humble, so you won't fall for any little appeals to your pride. See, and if you're patient with other people, you don't hate them, you don't resent your kids, you don't resent other people or judge them, you don't resent your husband, your neighbor, your co-worker, then you remain loving. See, you'll remain without hate, without judgment, without resentment. You remain humble, close to your conscience, you're close to God, you're safe. But now why does the human race have enmity with God? It's because we want to play God. We want to play God. That's the reason. Oh yes, you say, play God? Now what's this all about? Well, I'll tell you, we all are guilty of it, at least prior to realizing our wrong and stopping doing it. How do we play God? Well, for example, I alluded to it earlier. I said when we judge other people. See, when you judge another person, when I say judge, I don't mean discern. I don't mean see what is the case. I mean to see them with a little pinch of resentment or a little pinch of contempt. See, a lot of women judge their husband. They judge men. Men are so judgeable when a man is a little bit animalistic, a little bit beastly, a little bit selfish, a little bit childish, and she puffs up in judgment, see? And she has contempt for the beast man. See how that works? All right. Well, that builds pride. See what I mean? When we resent other people, it builds pride. When we hate them, that builds pride, see? When we puff up, when people praise us and tell us how wonderful we are, even though it's a lie, then that builds pride. Well, pride, see, pride has enmity with God. See, when you play God, then you come into conflict with God. See, now what's another indication that we play God? Well, it's the fact that we want to be, we all play king and judge. See, we want to be a king or a queen. You want people to respect you and to think well of you. And if someone doesn't think well of you or they disrespect you, then what? Then you resent them. You judge and condemn them. So we want to be worshipped and admired. We want to play goddess. We want to be a king or a queen. See? And then when people don't honor us or respect us, well, then we condemn them. See? God is both king and judge, so we play king and judge or queen and judge. Well, you got to knock it off if you want to be close to God and safe. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. You can visit my website, talktoapastor.org. Have a lot of resources there, including a fabulous meditation. In fact, more than one meditation. I have a new 5-minute meditation that's free. It's so simple. It helps you get out of your thinking. See, another problem is that the principality of the bad guy, the guy with the horns, his principality and his minions and his demons and whatever they are, why, how do they approach you? Often it's through the imagination. They approach you through the imagination. And that's definitely not a place that you want to be lost in. See, people who get lost in their imagination, why, they start to have voices talking to them, and they have all kinds of strange thoughts, and then they develop compulsions and all this type of stuff. See? They're just lost in their imagination, so that's not a good place to be. And so the meditation that I have, all of them, but yes, I was going to say the 5-minute free one helps you to stand back from your thought, from your imagination. So you can observe imagination without being lost in it. See? It's so simple. It is so simple. But, I can't even give my meditation away. It's potentially very, 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 very helpful. And yet, people are not interested. They'd rather go buy some music download or something like that, see? Okay, so we were talking about playing God. See, when we play king and judge, God is the supreme judge of the king of the universe and judge of the universe. And so when we play king and or queen and judge, then we're playing God, and you come in conflict with God. Okay? Now, at some point, you either realize that you're playing God, see, and play God over other people, life, your kids, for example, you boss them around and you're impatient with them. See? Pressure them. Or you play God by putting people on, trying to motivate them and trying to trick them, trying to get them to do something. We're always trying to get other people to do something. So you see, it's very good not to be lost in your imagination. Where should you be? You should be aware. You should be standing back from imagination, living in the beautiful present, in the eternal now, and very close to your conscience, which is also intuition. Very close to your conscience and your intuition, so you can wordlessly realize. You can wordlessly see and realize things. See, very, 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 life can be so sweet and so simple. But because we want to play God, we keep falling into the imagination. Now, how else do we play God? Remember I said that we have enmity with God. It's because we play God. Now, there's another way, and that is that we seek comfort and try to save ourselves. I'll tell you about it after this break. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes. He who has an ear, let him hear. Yes, relationship issues. Why do we have relationship issues? one of the problems that we misuse each other. See, men use women. Now, how do men use women? They use women to comfort and support their ego. Remember Adam in the Garden of Eden was ambitious. He wanted to play God, to have knowledge. See, he wanted knowledge to be like a God. Well, we're the same way now. We want knowledge so we can play God. See, that's another way, through knowledge, playing God. Doesn't mean that knowledge is a bad thing, but knowledge without understanding is lopsided. Okay, so before the break, I said we seek comfort for our ego. Well, here's the thing. When we fall away from walking with God, we start to have conflict with our conscience, see, which is our closest link to God. But when we don't want to admit that we're wrong, and here's where the guy with the horns, this is where he takes advantage of our stubbornness. When you don't want to admit you're wrong and be sorry, then you look for someone, then you look for lies and excuses and justifications. See? And so he provides. He's very good at providing lies and excuses and justifications and rationale for what you do, and you like that because it comforts your ego. You can save face and keep being prideful and playing God. See how that works? All right. So that's why we're excuse making. We become excuse makers, see, and sneaky and a little bit liars and phony. We try to avoid the truth, see. All right, so now you see how we get comfort from lies and from liars. So men want their wife to be a liar. See, when a man is fallen. Men are fallen. It's a man's job in his life to learn to be a man. After he gets married and has a family, then he has to start becoming more fatherly. He has to cry out to God for the wisdom that he doesn't have, for the patience he doesn't have, for the understanding that he doesn't have, how to deal properly, wisely with his wife and his children, with other people. He's always been selfish. Now it's time to no longer be selfish. See, so that's why he gets down on his knees before God and cries out for help. But what do men do? They cry out to the woman. They cry out to his wife, and then she's in charge. See how he uses her to support his ego, to support his pride? See how that works? All right, so she feels used. She can feel the use. And to her, it feels like abuse. See, he wants her to support the animal man and tell him that the animal is real man. He wants to believe the lie that the animal man is real man. But the truth is, the animal man is a fallen man. Yes, we have a fallen nature, not to be condemned, but to be, or condoned, but to be understood. But instead, he would rather escape into the animal, into the feelings, into the sensual. And he uses the woman. And so she's abused. See, she's used by him, and then she gets her revenge. She gets her revenge upon him. So now you see why there's relationship problems? Now do you see why you need understanding? All right, well, if you were to get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, I would explain it to you. You'd see it very clearly. Okay, so now do you see how right J. Vernon McGee was when he said the problem in this world is enmity with God. So every time you deny your conscience by making an excuse, every time you deny what you know in your heart by hardening your heart a little bit and being a little bit phony, see, every time you deny your conscience by rationalizing what you did, see, every time you escape into your imagination, into those images in your imagination for comfort, see, you're denying God. Every time you use food, no wonder people have food problems, because they're misusing it. There's nothing wrong with food, but people use the food to comfort them in their pride. See, to comfort them. When they're angry, when a man becomes angry, then what? Then he wants more, then he wants sex. Then he wants alcohol. See, when we're doing something that's not quite right, well, then we want to smoke or a pill. See? Or we escape into our music. We misuse our music. People even misuse church. They misuse church. See, who was it that said that religion is the last refuge of the scoundrel? Now do you understand, ladies and gentlemen? I've laid it out so beautifully in this program. It's a very, very nice program. You should listen to it again. Go to my archives at commonsensecounseling.org. Listen to it again. I shall be back after this announcement. Yes, please, listen to the announcement. I'll give you my address. You can write to me. Send me a donation or ask a question by mail. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. Yes, yes, write me a letter at Post Office Box 854. Berkeley, California, 94701, or visit me at talktoapastor.org. Go to our 24/7 self-help resource center for our meditations, for articles, for books. That's commonsensecounseling.org, and listen into this program again. You need to hear this kind of a message. You need to hear it over and over and over and over again until you get it, until it sinks in. And then you can become like Enoch and walk with God. Until next time, Lord willing and a creek don't rise. I'll see you then.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.